up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Local resident Neil Kashkari is running for governor against Jerry Brown, but Saturday, he took time out for a little cheerleading with Laguna Beach Republicans. The local GOP group cut the ribbon on a voter information center on Laguna Canyon Road, opposite the Act 5 parking lot. Other local GOP candidates, City Council candidate Michelle Hall and school board candidate Dee Perry, took part and then began knocking on doors to meet voters. At another political event, school board candidate Carol Normandin, a former School Power board member, held her first fundraiser on Sunday at Madison Square Garden and Cafe. The city's Heritage Committee meets in City Hall tonight at 6 p.m. and may draw a bigger crowd than usual. Its chairman is John Madison, who is a candidate for city council and came under scrutiny last week for making professional and academic claims that could not be verified. Madison mostly deflected answering questions, but a section of his bio claiming he earned a law degree from UCLA was removed from his campaign website last week. Scores of people turned out Saturday in tribute to Darren Reed, the hugely popular former executive assistant to several school district superintendents, died earlier this month after a two-year struggle with cancer. Colleagues, including former superintendent Teresa Dom and former principal Joanne Culverhouse, drew tender and humorous portraits of Reed. In a final send-off, a tribute to his joyful character and his acting stints with No Square Theater, mourners departed to the strains of life as a cabaret. With precision, beauty, and astonishing physical stamina, Laguna Dance Festival's 10th concert season wowed audiences this past weekend. Saturday and Sunday concerts at Laguna Playhouse starring ballerina Misty Copeland sold out before the series even opened. A different audience with a different sensibility filled No Square Theater to overflowing Saturday for a performance by Mike McCaffrey. The pianist, also a local resident, sang highlights from Nat King Cole's Songbook alongside guitarist Gil Orr and bassist Frank Schatz. McCaffrey, a white guy with gray hair and blue eyes, more convincingly carried off the persona of Frank Sinatra. With simple costuming cues, a high ball, a hat, and a loosened tie, McCaffrey did it his way. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.